Hey everyone, it's the holiday season, officially. But for some of us, that means trying to enjoy all the festivities while also trying to keep our weight loss goals on track.
It's a struggle, for sure.
For sure. So, to help us out today, we're diving into this article from Red Mountain Weight Loss. It's called How to Simplify Cooking During Christmas While Staying on Track with Your Weight Loss Goals. Hopefully we can find some good strategies in there.
Sounds good to me.
I'm ready. Okay. So right away, Red Mountain talks about planning a goal-oriented menu, which I guess kind of makes sense, but they actually go deeper than just saying to choose healthy dishes.
Right. It's more strategic than that.
Exactly. Like, how so?
Well, they suggest that you balance the menu out with lean protein and high-fiber veggies and whole grains, too. You know, instead of always defaulting to those heavier holiday casseroles that everyone always makes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So maybe try something like roasted veggies seasoned with olive oil and herbs.
Okay, that's a good idea. And not only is that going to be lower in calories, but all that fiber and protein will help you feel fuller longer.
Yeah.
Which I think could definitely help with preventing overeating at holiday gatherings.
Exactly. You got it.
What I found interesting was that they also suggest incorporating some seasonal ingredients.
Like what?
Like winter squash and Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I think that's smart for a couple of reasons. First, those ingredients are packed with nutrients.
Yeah.
And second, they usually taste better and are easier to find during their peak season.
That's true.
Yeah.
Especially for winter squash.
Yeah, so you're basically getting better nutrition and better flavor.
Double win.
Exactly. Now, Red Mountain's advice on planning for indulgences really stood out to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because let's be real here. No one wants to totally deprive themselves during the holidays.
You got to enjoy yourselves the holidays.
Right. So how do we work that in?
Well, Red Mountain actually encourages you to plan for those treats. You know, the ones you really look forward to. Instead of trying to ban sweets and all the high-calorie dishes, just trying to balance them out with some lighter options.
I see. So if I know I'm going to have a slice of my grandma's pecan pie, I should maybe choose a lighter main course or side dish to kind of even things out.
Exactly. It's all about finding a balance that works for you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Another strategy that they emphasize is make-ahead meals, which I think is huge for so many reasons.
Yeah. Prepping ahead can be a total lifesaver.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah, when we're all running around like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see where they suggested pre-portioning individual servings?
He did, and I thought that was brilliant.
I know. It's so smart.
For a few reasons. First, it takes the guesswork out of portion sizes, which can be really tricky when you're surrounded by tempting dishes everywhere you look.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And second, it saves you so much time and stress when you're actually prepping the meal.
Nobody wants to be stuck in the kitchen measuring and dividing food when everyone else is having fun.
Right.
Right.
They even suggest that you can use ramekins for single-serving casseroles and parfait, which I love. Not only does it help with portion control, but it also makes the presentation look really nice, so even your healthy dishes will feel a little more special.
That's such a good idea. I'm already thinking about those individual pumpkin spice parfait with layers of Greek yogurt and granola.
Yum.
Right.
That sounds really good.
They also suggest that you label all of your pre-portioned containers with the serving size.
That's smart.
Not only does it help you stay on track, but it also makes it easier for your guests.
Especially if they have any dietary restrictions.
That's true. Then they know exactly how much they're getting.
Exactly.
No more playing the guessing game.
Right.
Okay, so what about leftovers?
Red Mountain has a good tip for that, too. Instead of feeling like you have to eat everything, they suggest freezing the extra portions.
It's like a gift to your future self.
It is.
A healthy, delicious meal. Ready to go.
I love that.
It takes all the pressure off of having to eat everything right away.
Totally.
And it also helps prevent mindless snacking later on.
You're so right.
So speaking of making things easier, Red Mountain also talks about smart substitutions.
Oh, yeah.
They really emphasize that you don't have to completely give up your favorite holiday dishes to stay on track.
Which I'm sure is a relief to a lot of people.
Definitely. But I have to admit, I always get a little skeptical when I hear about healthy substitutions in holiday recipes.
Why is that?
Well, like, can you really swap out some of those classic ingredients and still have the dish taste amazing?
You know, I actually get that. And that's what I like about Red Mountain's approach. They don't just suggest random swaps.
Yeah.
They really explain why the substitutions work and how they impact both the flavor and the nutritional value.
So they actually give you the science behind it.
They do.
Interesting. Okay, so what kind of things are they suggesting?
For example, instead of using heavy cream in mashed potatoes or creamy dishes, they suggest that you try unsweetened almond milk or Greek yogurt.
Hmm. Greek yogurt in mashed potatoes. That's not something I've tried before.
It's really good.
What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, Greek yogurt adds that creaminess that we all love in mashed potatoes. But it's significantly lower in calories and fat than heavy cream. Plus, it adds a good amount of protein, which helps you feel full.
Okay, that's starting to make sense. What about baking? Can you really swap out sugar in holiday cookies and cakes?
You can. They have a few suggestions for that, too. They recommend that you try some natural sweeteners, like stevia or monk fruit. Those don't really have any impact on blood sugar compared to regular sugar.
I've heard of those, but I always worry that they're going to have that kind of artificial sweetener taste.
I get that. And they address that in the article, too. They recommend that you start with small amounts and gradually increase it until you find a good balance for your taste buds.
That makes sense.
And if you're looking for a more natural whole food approach, you can also try using unsweetened applesauce.
As a sugar substitute.
Uh-huh. In certain recipes.
That's a new one for me. I'm definitely going to try that. So we've got the dairy swaps and the sugar swaps. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. They also talk about adding extra veggies to boost the nutritional value of some dishes.
Wait, sneaking in veggies? How do you do that without ruining the taste?
That's where the sneaking comes in. You can add things like cauliflower to mashed potatoes or zucchini to baked goods.
Cauliflower mash, I've heard of, but adding it to regular mashed potatoes is new to me.
It's a great way to add more volume and nutrients without changing the flavor too much.
And I guess with zucchini bread or muffins, you can barely taste the zucchini anyway.
Nope.
So it's all about being a little bit sneaky in the kitchen.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay. What else did Red Mountain have? Speaking of sneaky, Red Mountain had some really interesting suggestions for simplifying the cooking process itself, like less time in the kitchen, fewer dishes to wash.
That always sounds good.
Right. Especially during the holidays, it'd be like a miracle. They talked about those one pot or sheet pan recipes as a way to create balanced meals without all the fuss of using multiple pots and pans.
Yeah. Those are so convenient.
I can definitely see that. But are those one-pan meals really substantial enough for a holiday gathering?
I think so.
Mm.
They gave some great examples, like a hearty turkey and vegetable soup, you know, simmered in one pot, with quinoa or brown rice for a complete meal.
Okay, I like that.
It's got protein, fiber, flavor. It's super easy to make.
That sounds really good, actually. But what about something a little more festive?
Oh, you're right. Soup doesn't really scream holiday feast.
Exactly.
Well, how about this? They suggest roasting a turkey breast on a sheet pan alongside some seasonal vegetables like carrots, Brussels sprouts, and sweet potatoes.
Okay.
You just drizzle everything with olive oil, sprinkle on some herbs, and pop it in the oven.
Easy.
You end up with beautifully roasted turkey and perfectly cooked veggies all on one pan.
That's a good idea. Less time spent scrubbing roasting pans.
Right.
Right. What about casseroles? Those are kind of a holiday staple.
Oh, yeah. They talk about that, too. And they emphasize that casseroles can definitely be part of a healthy holiday menu. You just have to make a few simple tweaks.
Like what?
Like using lean protein whole grains and lots of veggies. And instead of those heavy, creamy sauces, they suggest opting for broth-based sauces. That'll cut back on the calories and fat.
That makes sense.
Okay.
You know, I think one of the biggest stressors during the holidays is just feeling like you have to do everything yourself.
It's true.
Did Red Mountain address that at all?
They did. And it's something we often forget. We don't have to be a martyr in the kitchen.
That's so true.
They really encourage you to delegate tasks and collaborate with loved ones.
I love that. It takes some of the pressure off the host.
Right. And it also makes it a more enjoyable experience for everyone.
Definitely. So what did they suggest?
Well, instead of trying to do everything yourself, involve your family and friends. Ask them to bring a dish. And don't be afraid to suggest things that fit into your healthy eating goals.
I like that. Most people are usually happy to contribute, and they're probably relieved to have some direction, too.
Especially if it helps lighten the load for the host.
Exactly.
Red Mountain even suggests creating a collaborative menu, where everyone can sign up to bring certain items.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. That way you can make sure you have a good balance of dishes, and make sure there are options that work for everyone's needs and preferences.
It turns cooking into a fun, shared activity.
Instead of a solo burden.
Did they mention anything about getting the kids involved?
Yes, they did. Even small tasks like peeling veggies, setting the table, or assembling dishes, it can make them feel like they're part of the action.
That's so true.
And it's a great way to create some fun holiday memories together.
It really is. Sometimes the simplest things are the most meaningful. Okay, so we've covered recipes, substitutions, and getting everyone involved. What else did you find interesting?
Well, they had a whole section on kitchen gadgets. That can make healthy holiday cooking so much easier.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Those are always helpful. What do they recommend?
They specifically mentioned air fryers, slow cookers, and blenders. They're all so useful for making lighter, healthier dishes without sacrificing flavor or convenience.
I have to admit, I've heard so much about air fryers, but I haven't tried one yet.
Oh, you should. They're great.
What makes them so great for healthy cooking?
Well, for one thing, they give you that crispy texture that everyone loves without having to use a bunch of oil.
Really?
Yeah. Think about crispy Brussels sprouts, sweet potato fries, or even a nice crispy chicken breast. You get all that without the extra calories and fat of deep frying.
Okay, I'm starting to see why they're so popular. What about slow cookers? It seems like those are more suited for those hearty soups and stews.
They are, but you can use them for so much more. You can even use them to cook lean meats, like pulled chicken or pork. Then you can use that for lighter dishes, like taco salads or lettuce wraps.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And the best part is you can just set it and forget it.
That is definitely helpful during the holidays. What about blenders? I feel like those are pretty straightforward.
They are. But they're also really versatile. You can use them for a lot more than just smoothies.
Like what?
Well, you can blend soups for a smoother texture. You can make healthy dips, like hummus or bean dips. Or even whip up your own low-calorie salad dressings.
Wow. So many possibilities.
I know, right?
One last thing that Red Mountain emphasized was the importance of tidying as you cook.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like such a small thing, but I can see how it would make a big difference. Especially in terms of stress level.
Oh, for sure. A clean and organized workspace can make your cooking experience so much better.
I agree. When your kitchen is a mess, it can feel really overwhelming.
Especially during the holidays.
Exactly. So what did they suggest?
Well, they recommend setting up a cleaning system, like keeping a bowl handy for scraps, rinsing cutting boards and utensils right away, and laying out all your ingredients before you start cooking.
Those are all good tips. Simple but effective. It's amazing how those little things can really impact your whole mindset in the kitchen.
You're telling me.
We've talked a lot about the practical side of things today, but I want to hear your take on the why behind all of this.
Okay.
Like, why is it even worth the effort to simplify cooking and stay mindful during the holidays? Why not just indulge and enjoy ourselves and then worry about getting back on track in January?
That's a great question. And I think there are a few reasons why it's worth it. First and foremost, it's about respecting your health goals.
Okay.
You've worked hard to create healthy habits.
It's true.
And the holidays shouldn't completely derail all that progress.
I see. So it's like hitting the pause button on your goals instead of just throwing them away.
Exactly. You're acknowledging that the holidays are special, but you're still committed to your well-being.
I like that. What else?
Another reason is so you can actually enjoy the holidays without the guilt and regret. That can come with overindulging.
Yeah. That makes sense.
When you make choices that support your goals, you can really savor everything without feeling weighed down physically and emotionally.
So it's all about finding that balance.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. What was the last reason?
The last reason, I think, is the example you set for your loved ones, especially children.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
If you demonstrate healthy habits during the holidays, you're teaching them valuable lessons about balance, moderation, and self-care.
That's so true. We're showing them that healthy living isn't about deprivation. It's about making choices that support our well-being.
Even during special occasions.
I like what you said about creating a positive association with food and celebration.
Yeah. It's not about guilt and restriction.
Exactly. What I appreciate about Red Mountain's approach is that they're not saying you have to be perfect or avoid all indulgences.
Right.
It's about finding that middle ground.
Where you can honor both your traditions and your well-being.
Exactly.
The holidays are a time for celebration and enjoyment. But they don't have to be a free-for-all when it comes to your health.
I agree.
You have the power to make choices that support you physically and mentally.
I love that. It's about taking control and making the holidays work for you.
That's a great way to put it.
Speaking of which, Red Mountain touched on a few things that I thought were really helpful for navigating those tempting situations.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Yeah. Like setting the right atmosphere for holiday meals.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's not just about the food itself. It's like the whole experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Dim lighting, festive music, engaging conversation. All of that creates a sense of warmth and connection. And it can actually enhance your enjoyment of the meal.
I can see that. When you're feeling relaxed and present, you're more likely to savor the food.
Right. And you're also more likely to savor the company.
And probably eat less, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's all about creating that environment where you can appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Without feeling the need to overindulge.
Makes sense. They also talk about mindful eating.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
So what does that fit into all of this?
Well, it's about bringing a sense of awareness to the experience. It's about slowing down, savoring each bite, and paying attention to your body's cues, you know, like hunger and fullness.
So instead of just mindlessly snacking while we're chatting, we should really try to tune in to what we're eating.
Exactly. Really pay attention to the flavors of the textures and the aromas.
That way you might actually find that you eat less.
Because you're more in tune with your body.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement and just eat without even thinking about it.
Exactly. And that's also where those make-ahead portions come in handy.
Oh, yeah. You're less likely to mindlessly overeat if you already have everything portioned out.
That's the idea.
It's like having those built-in boundaries.
They really help.
What about drinks?
Oh, yeah. They talk about that, too. They recommend that you stay hydrated, especially during the holidays.
When we're eating all those rich foods.
And drinking all those rich drinks.
Exactly.
Sometimes we think we're hungry, but we're actually just thirsty.
So sipping on water throughout the day can help prevent overeating.
Exactly. It also helps with digestion.
Important for those heavy holiday meals.
So important.
What about alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Good point. They say to be mindful of your alcohol intake and try to pace yourself throughout the evening.
Good advice.
They also suggest choosing some lower calorie options, like wine spritzers or light beer, and to alternate alcoholic drinks with water or non-alcoholic beverages.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, what about sleep?
Oh, yeah. Sleep is so important. And we often neglect it during the holidays.
I know, I do.
But getting enough sleep is so crucial for regulating our hormones, including the ones that are related to appetite and cravings.
So if we're well-rested, we're less likely to make those impulsive food choices.
Exactly.
It's all connected.
It really is. It all comes back to creating that holistic approach to healthy living, even during the holidays.
So it's not just about the food. It's about taking care of ourselves, both physically and mentally.
Exactly.
What I really like about Red Mountain's approach is that they actually weave in those lifestyle tips alongside the practical cooking advice.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more well-rounded.
It's like they're saying, hey, we get it. The holidays are tough, but we're here to support you on your journey.
Exactly. It's not about being restrictive or punishing yourself. It's about finding an approach that you can actually sustain. And that allows you to enjoy the holidays without sacrificing your well-being.
And that message is so important this year.
It really is. We've all been through a lot. And it's more important than ever to prioritize our health and happiness.
So true. So as we head into this holiday season, let's remember that we have the power to make choices that support our goals.
And bring us joy.
Exactly. It's not about being perfect. It's about finding what works for you and enjoying the ride.
I love that. So I think that leads us perfectly into our final thought for today.
Okay, I'm ready. What do you have for us?
Well, I want you to think about your absolute favorite holiday dish. The one that brings back all those warm memories and makes you feel all happy inside.
Oh, that's easy. My grandma's pecan pie.
Perfect. Now I want you to think about how you could adapt that dish. Using all the tips we've talked about today, could you make it a little bit healthier? A little bit more mindful? Could you make it more aligned with your goals without sacrificing the joy that it brings you?
That's a great challenge. It's like an invitation to get creative in the kitchen.
Exactly. And to find ways to honor both our traditions and our well-being.
Maybe I could try a lower sugar pecan pie filling. Or use a whole wheat crust.
There you go.
And on that note, I want to wish everyone a happy, healthy, and delicious holiday season.
Yes. May your meals be filled with both flavor and intention.
And may you find joy in simplifying your cooking, connecting with loved ones, and celebrating in a way that feels good for your body and soul.
Cheers to that.